Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Here's a weird fact about me. I don't know if anyone else can relate in this room. I've never owned a pair of Crocs. Ever.
That's me neither.
Wait a minute. What?
I've never owned one either.
All in the room who've owned a pair of Crocs, raise your hand. Marilyn, put that hand high in the air. You're not the only person on earth who wears Crocs. I just feel like I'm just
No, ask me how many pairs I have.
Wait, multiple?
Yeah.
How many pairs?
Three.
Three pairs of Crocs.
I've got my original blue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got my Steelers Crocs.
Yes.
Because I noticed somebody at a Steelers game, they were running across the street to go to the game. I went, where'd you get those? Almost got run over by a car. And so my girlfriend, Nancy, ordered them for me, and I wear them proudly. And because T. Thomason was here for the launch. He loves Crocs.
Yeah.
And he's one of the singers that was in the TV show, The Launch. He found out about it, and I've got a pair of bright yellow ones that I wear in the building. They're all indoor Crocs. The blue ones are for garbage, you know, to take out to the curb.
Okay.
I don't wear them, like, to the grocery store or anything like that, but they give me joy.
Wow.
I like them because I find them incredibly comfortable.
You're like a croctologist.
I'm a croctologist.
It's true.
That's what you can say.
Dr. Dennis, you're a croctologist.
Oh, my gosh.
The best thing ever.
That is great.
Look at you.
Now, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't buy any bling for my Crocs, although you can do that.
Wait, it's like they're blinged Crocs?
Oh, yeah. You can little ladybugs and stuff like that. Listen, some rappers sold them for like a...
Yep.
Post Malone.
His Croc line. It sold out in like a second.
It did, and I kind of was drawn to them, to tell you the truth, but they were a little too expensive for me. So now there's a new Croc.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Caitlin. You're going to be the fashion.
There's a new Croc accessory, and it's fanny packs.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Uh huh.
I'm not going to make a call because I hated Crocs when they came out.
Why hate?
Because they just look so stupid. And then they became a phenomenon. So obviously, I'm not the cool guy now. I'm like, all right, everyone has Crocs. So I'm not going to make a call on these. Fanny pack Crocs, Caitlin?
So Crocs has teamed up with a Japanese brand on tiny fanny packs attached to the heels of each shoe.
The strap of it.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know what? So you're going to say, well, what would you put in those, Caitlin?
Well, apparently you'd put $53 in it because that's how much it costs to get a Croc fanny pack.
It's crazy.
So I'm going to go to the grocery store. I got my Crocs. I don't have to be hands-free.
Put a couple of loonies, a couple of toonies.
That's right.
Wrap up some money in there.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Put a little snappy there. Put a little weight. You know, if you want to go for a walk, and put a little more weight in your step.
Okay.
Guys, this looks ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And guess what? It's going to pop off. Because guess what? Anything that looks stupid becomes amazing.
I know.
That's what happens in 2019, guys.
Because guess what? The number one radio station in Canada is talking about it right now.
Exactly.
But you know, we posted a picture of it on Twitter, and let me tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying those.
No.
No?
No, I'm not. I don't need that. I'm just keeping it, you know, I like the originals. That's what I like.
Not even if your best friend Jan Arden comes in here and wearing some fanny pack Crocs?
Well, now you changed my mind. But I'll tell you, the new Crocs, the ones that come out now, they're really good. They're really good. They massage your feet. I'm just saying.
I know that people say they're really, really comfortable. And look, a comfortable shoe, I am here for it. Nobody should be uncomfortable walking around. I just don't know how I feel about a $53 tiny Croc fanny pack.
Okay, Tom is wrapping me, and we're talking about what I love.
Sorry,
what am I again? I'm Dr. Dennis.
You're the Croctologist.
Thank you. That was your health session.
All right, well.
On Chum.
Put whatever you want in your fanny pack Crocs, but if you put a piece of gum in there, do not offer it to me. I'm not eating gum that's been like... yay away from your feet. No, thank you. Nothing is more 2019 than Crocs and avocado toast.
Yeah, if you haven't already sprained your eyes from rolling them so hard at the $53 tiny fanny packs for your Crocs.
Can I just say something? Sure. I like Crocs, and they're the VW shoe of Crocs.
Oh my gosh, she's right.
Yeah.
They're the Beetle, the Volkswagen Beetle of shoes. So
there's other streamlined versions of it. So don't just put it in one category.
Super ugly.
You're right.
But iconic and surprisingly comfortable.
Function.
That's a Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
Maybe there'll be a fanny pack for a Beetle sometime
soon. Maybe.
But what we are hearing a lot about right now is avocado toast. That is actually an amenity that is being offered in Vancouver. There's a condo project out there called The Kira, and they're trying to entice millennials to buy in this property. So they're including things like an on-site meditation room and a rooftop courtyard that's very Instagram worthy. But what they're also promising is that They're going to give you a year's worth of avocado toast for free.
Gentrification, gentrification.
That's right.
That'll mean to a neighborhood near you.
That's right.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, it's so, that would, I would love that.
Each new Kira resident will get a gift card to an unnamed local restaurant that would cover the regular purchase of avocado toast or another breakfast option for a full year.
Wow.
Okay, so I will get that condo and I will have my avocado toast and I will walk to the restaurant in my Croc.
Okay.
And the money, I won't have to have my gift card because it'll be in the back of my Croc.
Fanny pack. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Walking your Frisian Bizet or whatever that dog's called.
Yeah. Bichon Frise. Oh my gosh.
Flipped it around.
Frisian Bizet.
Frisian Bizet.
Croctologist. I've got so many new words.
All right, have another coffee there, Jamar.
So done with 2019.
Yeah, I don't know.
So done.
Avocado toast. Sure.
You know, that's pretty brilliant and clever. I love that.
All right. Good story. I'm ready for New Year's.
Okay.
We're going to play a new game this morning, Marilyn. It's called the Florida Headline Match Game.
See, this, I don't even have the script, so this worries me a little.
Don't be worried. This is going to be fun. This is going to be funny, and it's going to be ridiculous. My favorite things. We just need one person listening right now to call and play with Marilyn. You see, and Florida is notorious for just having terrible, terrible news, like ridiculous news.
It's ridiculous.
Outrageous news.
Yeah.
Ever hear a Florida man? A Florida man always does something crazy.
Right.
I've got a bunch of things that happened in Florida, and I just need you to tell us the missing word from this very real headline that came from Florida News. The word that's missing is going to be the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, but it is absolutely true, and it did happen in the sunny state of Florida.
Okay.
416-870-1045. We'll start one with just you, Marilyn.
I'll do it. Sure.
Blank 81-year-old woman sprays cops with boxed wine, police say. What is the blank in that headline?
Give it to me one more time.
Blank 81-year-old woman sprays cops with boxed wine, police say. The blank is?
No idea. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Inebriated.
Not inebriated, but close.
Oh, okay.
Pantsless.
No.
Almost.
Dang it.
Nude.
Halfway there. Topless.
Topless!
So let's read that headline one more time.
Recap it again.
Okay. Topless 81-year-old woman sprays cops with boxed wine, police say. Get the insurance if you're buying a vacation to Florida. That's all I got to tell you.
There you go. Well, we have to now. Thank you.
It's a crazy place. It really is. Who's on the line? Hey, Joanna. Good morning, Joanna. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning.
Joanna, ever been to Florida?
No.
Listen, I'm in America. I can tell you, crazy place.
Yeah. I heard.
Except for Palm Beach. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, just watch out for topless 81-year-olds and gators.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a good mix.
Yes, absolutely. It's all there. I'm going to read another headline. You could jump into if you think you know where the blank word really is. Okay, let's read it. Woman shaves legs in crowded Florida hotel blank.
Got it.
What do you think it is, Marilyn?
I'm going to say fountain.
Okay, what do you say, Caitlin?
I'm going to say lobby.
And Joanna, what do you say?
Pool.
Wow!
Joanna nails it.
She nails it. Oh, yeah, that story. She was shaving her legs at the poolside.
Yep.
So gross.
Woman shaves legs in crowded Florida pool. Why?
And you know what? Someone did a video, and it was posted. And we all saw it.
It was disgusting.
Good one, Joanna. It was disgusting.
Pool. Why? Florida.
How do we clean our minds from that? Okay,
here we go.
I work in a dental office, and I've had somebody clip their toenails in my waiting room.
Oh,
no. Stop. Okay, we're going to read you the next one.
Okay.
Intoxicated woman cries, eats blank food while at P.F. Chang's. What's the blank?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Carolyn?
Blank food. Stolen?
Interesting. What do you think, Joanna?
That's a tough one. Can you read it again?
Yeah. Sure. Intoxicated woman cries, eats blank food while at P.F. Chang's.
Chinese?
No, I think, let me try this one. Food on the plate that somebody else has already eaten.
Strangers.
Yeah!
Intoxicated woman, she starts crying and eats a stranger's food.
Yeah.
While at P.F. Chang's.
She's not hungry.
Why? Florida.
Florida. Okay,
here we go.
I'll read you one more.
All right.
Florida woman drops pants.
Oh, for God's
sake. Blank man dances naked in Waffle House parking lot.
Okay, do that one more time.
Sure. Florida woman drops pants.
Yeah.
Blank man dances naked in Waffle House parking lot. What's the blank?
She moons the man.
Moons the man, Caitlin.
I'm going to have to go with inebriated again.
Okay. What do you say, Joanna?
Flashes?
No, almost. Answer's licks man. This is like Mad Libs, right?
It is Mad Libs.
Let me read it again. Florida woman drops pants, licks man, dances naked in Waffle House parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you want one more time or what do you want to do?
Sure.
Okay.
No, one more.
Last one.
Oh my goodness. Blank leads Florida deputies on a 1 hour chase. What is the blank? It's a noun.
Yeah.
Blank leads Florida deputies on a 1 hour chase. Marilyn.
I don't think it's a person. I think it's an animal.
Right.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I'm going to say a 1 hour chase?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say a crocodile.
Okay. Something with stamina.
Okay, I'm going to go with a hovercraft.
Hovercraft? That's interesting. Swamp. Wow. Swamp, yep. Machine. Okay, Joanna, what about you?
I'm going to go with dog.
Okay, you're all wrong.
What is it?
Kangaroo.
What? Oh, Florida? Okay.
Well, at least we just could have escaped from the zoo.
I don't know why.
You know the pets people keep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this sounds like Florida has come up to your dental office and they're clipping their teeth. Listen, Joanne, thanks so much for playing.
We have something for you. What do we got for
you? We'll figure it out.
We've got the iHeartRadio FanFest tickets for her.
How many?
1 week from tonight, 2 tickets.
Hey!
On a FanFest, Joanna.
Thank you very much.
Rebel Nightclub, Marshmallow in the house, yours truly, Jamar in the house, and you in the house, Joanna.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Feel very proud that you didn't have half of those answers, Joanna.
Why? Why, guys?
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Florida.
So at least we knew it was an animal, right, Joanna?
Yeah, at least we got that far.
Okay, have a great day.
That's what's
you
up.
Too.
It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update. Danielle Graham, good morning.
We are spilling the tea, as you mentioned before, Jamar. We're spilling the tea.
Yes.
Yes. E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA with up to 50% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands. There's plenty to pick and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom Room, April 29th through May 13th.
Visit IKEA for details. Did you say change table in that? IKEA-sponsored bitch.
They can use mine if they want.
What's happening?
Okay, well, there are reports, or a report out of the UK, alleging that Meghan Markle gave birth on Easter Sunday, so that the baby's already here and all this speculation and this waiting is for nothing. This was a British radio host who noticed the report that the Queen went to Frogmore Cottage, which is the home at Windsor Castle that Harry and Meghan have renovated, and he connected the dots to say, well, if she went for a visit on Easter Sunday, it must have been to see the baby. No.
And why no?
100% no. First of all, Harry was at Easter Sunday service at St. George's Chapel. He's been out at public appearances in the last couple of weeks. And also, come on, dude. If Meghan Markle just gave birth, do you think she'd want the Queen to show up right away? No. You want everything to be perfect.
Yes.
You wait for that. Yes. That is an event. You don't just say, come on in.
I just feel like that. Isn't that protocol, though? Wouldn't the Queen have to pull the baby out and hold it up in the air? I crown you, royal baby. Something like that, no?
I think it's probably a very scheduled, formal visit. There's a photo op. She holds the baby. She goes back home.
In my head, they take out the swords and they clang the sword. Yeah. Clink.
But I think what's happening is because Harry and Meghan have been very vocal about not wanting to reveal the baby in the way that Kate and William have revealed their children, people are really obsessed. Like, this is fever pitch level of baby watching.
Because it's mystery. It's a mystery.
It's mystery. Yeah. The names are floating around. You know, there was that report that people were typing in names into Buckingham Palace's website, and there were pages that were reserved for Prince Arthur and Prince James and Prince Alexander, leading people to think it's a boy. Yeah. But now people are saying, no, it's a girl. It's Grace and Allegra. So
and they don't even know because they don't want to know, apparently, right?
Apparently, they have not found out the gender of the baby. So
I think it's a boy.
I think it's a girl.
Okay.
Well, I'll have to wait and see. I mean, this has got me on the edge of my seat.
All right.
Yes.
The best time it's going to happen is, what time? What did Lainey say this week about when magazines are published? You know, it's all
you got deadline. You really want to get it in before that deadline. You really, and for us, you want to get it in before 7 p.m. Eastern on CTV.
Yes!
Right?
what we're voting
don't
for.
Don't have that baby after our deadline. Okay, next, the Big Bang Theory is coming to an end.
I know.
And they taped their final episode yesterday. So there were tears and hugs and audience, you know, standing up and standing ovations for the cast and for everybody that's put on this amazing show for all these years. The final episodes air on May 16th. Okay. Or episode, yeah.
It all started with the Big Bang.
It did. Okay, Jussie Smollett, the latest on him, Fox Entertainment said that he will not return to Empire. It was mutually agreed. The studio negotiated an extension to him for an option for season six. But at this time, there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to the show, and there was no reason given for that.
That's great.
Yep. So
I'm officially written out of the show forever.
I don't think they were thinking about you when they're thinking about Jussie.
No one's thinking about me, trust me.
I knew that thing. That I knew something was going to happen where he wasn't going to get back on.
Yeah,
but they did it in a classy way.
They did. It's just so muddy. It's just so muddy.
It's muddy. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm hoping for you, for the baby to be born for your deadline.
It would be a great day.
Okay, thank you so much, Danielle. We'll see you tonight on eTalk.
You got it.
7 o'clock, CTV.
The best episode of Empire ever, was season one, episode six.
Yeah.
It was just so epic.
It went by fast. Yeah. Your appearance.
Oh, am I in that one? I totally forgot about it.
Anyway. I think I know that guy.
I love it.
My body hates me. In my future, I have Avengers Endgame, 3 hours of movie, and I've got like how many hours of Game of Thrones in my future?
Oh my gosh, a lifetime.
I need a TV and a treadmill.
Yeah. So we're looking for who has binge-watched the most. It's for our Hall of Fame.
Are you the binge-watch type, Marilyn?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. I had to think about it because it's such a great question.
Yeah.
To me, binge-watching is a winter sport.
Yeah.
Because the weather's so nice, you know.
Yeah.
So I was looking for something, and I found Peaky Blinders.
I want to watch that too.
Oh my gosh.
On Netflix.
And I binge watched it. I can't remember how many days, but my husband would call from Seattle and say, honey, you have to call me back because something's happening. Every episode, something happens. And Peaky Blinders, you're going to love this show. They're working on season five right now.
My Peaky Blinders was Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I came to Breaking Bad a little late to the party.
Yeah.
So I think my husband and I stayed in and watched the first two seasons of Breaking Bad in like one weekend.
When we had when we had the baby, we watched El Chapo. It was so romantic.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing like watching Mexican people's heads getting cut off while you feed your newborn.
But you know what I mean? It's something like, if you would have described Peaky Blinders to me a couple of years ago, because it's how many years old? 5-6 years?
Yeah.
I would have gone, eh. But it just hit me at the right time in the right, and I couldn't stop watching it.
Now, that's the beauty of being behind on a show.
Yeah.
That's like, we have so many texts, Jamar, in favor of you binge watching Game of Thrones. People saying, I started 3 weeks ago this Saturday, and someone said I'm on season 6, episode 8. It's very possible to do. I'm going to get completely...
Wait, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
They're 3 weeks in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
This person said I binge watched Game of Thrones in 2.5 weeks in order to get caught up for this season.
Pretty incredible. So we're looking for the binge watch champion for the Chum Book of Records. We want to find out who's binge watched the most television in one sitting.
Dorothy.
Dorothy's on. Great. Dorothy, tell us what have you binge watched?
Hi, it was The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow.
And we started around 9 o'clock Saturday morning, ended up around 9 o'clock Sunday night, and we watched, I believe, all three first seasons.
Wow.
A week of Walking Dead. Did you sleep or eat in between that week? Or?
Oh, yeah. We you know, you eat while you're watching.
But it was a weekend?
Yeah. It was Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Weekend. Oh, wow. Right, Saturday. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a dedicated
thing.
That was
a lot. And thank I'm not you. A normal TV watcher.
No. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. She was The Walking Dead.
Yep.
You know, because that is like, you got to move around. You get a little step watch.
You got to
move.
Okay, this is Jason. Hey, what did you binge watch, Jason?
I binge watched all of Lost.
Oh, man.
You did?
I did. I was recently off work. I had had surgery.
Uh-huh.
I was laid up on the couch. I had never seen an episode.
Lost is one of the best, worst shows ever.
Exactly. I'd heard so much. It was an event, right?
It was an event. It was an amazing show, and it ended terribly.
Oh.
I still have Hurley's freaking numbers in my head. Hurley's numbers and that damn hatch. I know some people are like, what are we talking about?
I don't know what that means, but I know you were disappointed.
I got a couple episodes in, and I just couldn't stop.
So how long did it take you to binge watch all of Lost?
A week.
Wow. That's like 5 seasons, right?
121 episodes.
121 episodes.
It was a lot of TV. very little sleep.
Do you have bed sores on your bum?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
Well, wow. You were Hurley, man. It was what you said,
yeah, Jamar. He was my favorite character.
We got the lovely Kate. Kate, what did you binge watch?
So I did the entire Star Trek franchise.
Wait, what?
How did you?
Wait, when you say the whole franchise, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It in order by star date, not by episode.
By star date. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds large and a galaxy of episodes. So, how long did that take you to do?
About 6 months, and I had to keep a paper by my TV so I could keep track of the order.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we have a
Chum Book of Records champion.
Yes, we sure do. Wow. Oh my gosh, Kate, I cannot believe it. You actually did that.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
And did you do it by, were you by yourself when you did it, or was somebody with you on that? Really, it's a challenge.
A few friends like would come in and out and watch with, but the order by myself. And well, I also, Jamar did the Game of Thrones in 9 days right before it started. I'd seen it all, but I rewatched it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could do that. You're the Usain Bolt of binge watching. You're outpacing me. I don't know if I could do it.
Okay.
I'm imagining her with like goat eyes, like, you know, like the horizontal pupils just sitting there staring at the screen. Under a mountain of chip bags.
That's going to be quick.
And never getting out of your pajamas. Am I right? Are we calling this right?
Sort of. I fortunately have had some medical issues. So okay. I've been a lot. So,
well, you know what? We won't get too personal with you. We are so proud of you, and congratulations.
Yes. Yes.
Because you're in the Chum Book of Records, Kate.
Kate.
Thanks.
Kate is great, and she watched all of Star Trek in how much, she said? Six months?
6 months.
6 months of television.
Star date. What's the first star date, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know anymore.
All right.
It's all numbers to you. Well, listen, thank you for listening to Chum, and congratulations. We will be mentioning your name again when we play this game again.
All right. She's written into the history books.
I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's watched all the Star Trek movies.
Well, I know somebody who knows somebody also.
Let me know. That, of course, was Taylor Swift's new single, Me, and that's going to be opening the Billboard Awards tonight, which starts at 8 p.m. on CTV2, and our own Shannon Burns caught up with Taylor yesterday, and Taylor talked about her penchant for planting clues and Easter eggs in her work.
Well, I started doing this when I was about 16, and I put out my first album, and put out, you know, the album booklet, and I just had this idea where I would capitalize letters, mm-hmm. and I was like, I wonder if any of the fans will pick up on this, and they did right away, and they loved it, and told me that I should do more of that, and so it's kind of escalated now to a point where I will plan out a music video months and months and months in advance, and think about, like, what can I drop here, what can I plant here.
Because we've all been wondering, like, whenever you see her fans start to say, oh, well, she posted 4 palm trees, and oh, well, she sat on the 30th step of this staircase. Like, she actually is doing that on purpose. It's not just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one conspiracy theory that's trending is the royal baby. So we've been talking about this. A lot of people are saying, or I should say, certain tabloids in the UK believe that the royal baby may have already arrived because the Queen made an unplanned visit on Easter Sunday to Frogmore Cottage, which, of course, is where Harry and Meghan live, and where Meghan had said that she was hoping to have a home birth. So they thought, oh, well, she wasn't supposed to go here. So has the baby already arrived? Was that her first visit to see the baby? ETalk's Danielle Graham has shut this down. Lainey has now shut this down and said, no, the baby is still cooking away and we're waiting for it to show up. So when will it happen? And is it a boy or is it a girl? We also learned that, you know, Buckingham Palace has reserved some websites in relation to prince names or princess names.
Yes, that's reserved. We don't know. They don't even know.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have decided that they don't even want to know the gender.
They asked that they didn't want to know. That's what I heard anyway. Yeah,
that's the rumor.
What do we know? Nothing.
What do we know? Absolutely
nothing.
And we might not for weeks because, as we also know, they're not going to do that planned photo op that we saw from Kate and Will outside the hospital. So we'll just have to sit here and continue waiting to find out.
I think the Queen did visit her to say, how you doing?
How's it going? Feeling? How is it? Hey, how's it going?
Imagine that's her accent, that,
yeah,
secretly.
That would be. But I don't think any baby's been born yet. Yeah.
No. Okay. Now, Instagram is testing hiding your like. So yesterday they announced during a keynote speech Mark Zuckerberg made at an F8 conference, a developer conference that happens for Facebook, which of course owns Instagram, said they're going to be running a test starting right here in Canada. I feel kind of honored. Mm-hmm. Starting later this week, that would hide the total number of likes on your photos and videos. So that means no more little heart counting how many people liked it. And they're worried that people are more obsessed with how many likes of post gets than they are with actually creating good content, meaningful content that people want. And I think that really resonates with people. I mean, obviously they've done some research. However, will this mean that as a result, that obsession with metrics on every post will just move to comments or follower counts or those types of things? Because it's a business model. Facebook, yeah. Facebook and Instagram, it's part of a business model for brands and for influencers. So I don't know. How do you guys feel about removing the little heart?
It's extra things I don't have to do, and I don't want to do it anymore. There.
I thought, Jamar?
Is that one more thing to do? I don't want to do that. Yeah.
I'm just still baffled at how my kid gets more likes than me. He can't
you
even
are?
Speak, he can't even speak English.
You shouldn't be baffled by that. The internet is for babies and dogs.
I know. Yes, you know. But those are my likes. They're my likes.
Get
Stop
your
liking
own.
Him. It's my life.
I'm the influencer, not Kofi.
Exactly.
And also, the thing that they are going to be rolling out, too, is your influencers' posts are going to be shoppable soon. We've seen this from brands, but now specific individual influencers, you are going to be able to shop the outfit they're wearing, the brands they're promoting. It's interesting because we've had some people talk about purchases they've made on Instagram and said, you know, when it showed up in the mail, it wasn't a blanket. It was a face cloth.
Wow.
Like, things are not always as they seem on the internet.
You're talking to the woman who got scammed that I endorse the skin product.
Yeah.
I do not endorse any products unless you see them on Marilyn.ca.
Okay. Thank
I'm telling you, you got to be careful.
Reminding
right.
us. That's very, very important.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us that the selfie stick broke, but the backpack actually worked.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.